listen. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese. Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, huh? Cliff.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hey. I'm doing the same as you, buddy boy.
Sorry, I smell all that smoke, all that coal fire coming in.
Well, we're not that far from the furnace. It's going to seep through some of the cracks in our booth.
It's very sooty in here.
It's sooty.
It's pretty shitty, too.
It's shitty. The quality is shitty. The air quality is sooty.
When the air is shitty and the quality's terrible.
Love that one.
I thought you'd make a song out of something.
Uh-huh.
Why
not?
We're in a glass booth here in
the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Thank you for that applause.
You're welcome.
The glass booth. We're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean on this cruise liner headed to Barcelona.
And I don't know if our listeners have, been keeping up on the old KBSH blog.
They haven't.
But, the main page, I think it's a GeoCities account that KBSH has. But anyway.
It's talking about Y2K.
On there, there are some Y2K tips on a sidebar. They just haven't been removed because what if there's another Y2K?
You never know.
You never know when one might be lurking around the corner.
Y3K, you don't know.
Ooh.
Scary.
Why to? But anyway, if in case you missed the bulletin on the KBSH blog, then let me fill you in really briefly. We are Cliff and Kendall of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, the internet talk show / radio filler program on said KBSH. That's Rye 99 in Busheltown. Finally, you unpack that thing.
Sorry, I forgot my dinger was all packed up.
But anyway, we're here in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean because our good friend, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she was chosen by the Busheltown City Council to be Busheltown's Global Rye Ambassador. And so that she's being, sent on a tour all over the globe.
You think she won the lottery. She's so happy. We're so happy for her.
We're all so happy. The Cliff and Kendall gang.
Kendall gang.
And she's out spreading the good news about rye and what how it does a body good and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, what a wonderful idea.
What a wonderful idea.
That she took us along with her. And we're just going to...
We
got our
so
glass booth.
Back at the studio.
We've got our glass booth here. We usually cover parades in town or... do shows from the freezer aisle of the grocery store. But we're going to just be coming to you from around the world. And we're doing a thing in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Hours. Has this show been on for hours?
Yes.
But anyway, we were just in Canada. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn made a big speech about Ryan Canada. And so now we are traveling via ocean liner to Spain.
Yeah, now I think we should point out that we... we're all excited about this ocean liner experience, and we've never been on a cruise of any kind, so we're all excited to have...
excuse me, Buzz.
Don't interrupt you in
your booth in here, Buzz, but beloved daughter Fonky, she's run off and hiding in some of this luggage in the cargo hold.
It's been adorable, but now we can't find her, dear.
Should we stop the show and look for Fonky?
We started
that section over there, dear. I just wanted to tell you, if you see her, say something, dear. Let us know.
What if she's trapped in a piece of luggage, dear?
I can't think of the terrible stuff, dear.
Unzip yourself.
We're coming. Look over that dress,
dear. Charles, the contact.
Oh, my God. Well, I really feel bad doing the show. Keep an eye out, Cliff.
I'm going to keep looking.
Keep one eye open.
I'm going to keep sleep with one eye open. I'm going to host with one eye open.
Oh, there you go.
As opposed, usually, I host with my eyes closed.
But no, we
I'm gonna shut up. I'm gonna keep an eye out over here on my side of the booth.
Okay.
You keep an eye out on your side of the booth. Okay.
Got it.
So you watch from that section over there with that blue attaché case, and then I'll watch over here this other section.
Okay. Got
it. With my garbage bags.
All right.
Are you watching?
I'm watching.
There she was. She was, no, that, sorry, that's a rat. It's a ship rat.
Oh, I thought that was Charles.
Oh, no. Oh, God. We, you know, Mr. Snodbottom.
Why did we bring Charles?
In case we need any contracting done.
We're all mentor. It's a package deal.
Crockpot comes. Charles is here for the upkeep of the booth.
Yeah.
And
look at it.
Who knows what else?
He's really kept it up.
What's going on?
He does more destroying than he does put together. Well, I was going to say, Cliff, before you wouldn't let me speak earlier,
that Mr. Snodbottom, he forgot to book us a room upstairs.
Yes.
All right. So say it.
Well, not now. Now you've ruined
it.
Say it.
No, we were going to have a room in the ship, and now we're having to sleep in the cargo hold. That's all I was going to say.
Oh.
So there. Continue with the show, Cliff. I'll just sit over here quietly.
No. I'm done.
I guess we'll have 45 minutes left of airtime. Nobody talking. Oh, my God. There's Funky.
Well, where was she?
She's over there. Look, she's in that blue attaché case that you were pointing out.
Oh, she was in the case. It was rocking.
It's the attaché case is rocking. You better go find Funky.
Oh, Bo, oh, we found her, Bo.
Oh, thank heavens, dear. Thank heavens.
She's resting quietly with Crockpot now. Oh, dear. Oh,
I'm so glad.
Oh, I nearly had a stroke. My bowels seemed to be a delayed
thank
reaction.
Thank you for saving that until you got into the booth.
Oh, sorry about that, Bo. Oh,
dear, did you pack your new bowel medication, dear?
Oh, dear. I've got one bag full of nothing but bowel medication
for
this trip. I don't know when we're going to be back in Busheltown, so I had to bring lots and lots of medication, dear.
Oh, good, dear. I'm glad you brought plenty, dear. Isn't it about time for your massage, dear?
Oh, I do need a bowel massage. Perhaps that's why I just had this attack all over Kendall's shoe.
Oh, thank you for that. I didn't even notice. I'm so used to it.
You just didn't even notice. It's like when you live near a train track.
You just don't even hear the train anymore.
Oh, what? Is that another train? Oh.
Well, dear, well, let's get to it, dear. We won't be keeping you any longer, dear.
Yes. Oh, sorry about that, but I just wanted to let you know that the emergency is over. We've found Funky.
Well, thank you for alerting me and giving me this nice present.
Oh, Crockpot, I need a baby wipe.
All right, get the massage tape.
Oh, great.
Oh, great.
I love this.
I love it.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips about the new year?
I do.
Since we are talking about the new year and all.
Of course.
20 minutes into the show, but.
Doobie doobie doo.
Well, tell me about them.
Hold on, they're loading here. It got an email from the riders.
The Wi-Fi is very slow here on the ship in the cargo hold.
In the belly of the ship. It is cold. Okay, no, oh, sorry, here we go. What's happening here? Number one. Kendall, I want you to agree to doing this without even hearing it.
No, I've learned my lesson about that.
Such a good tip. It's a tip you and the listeners are all going to want to follow immediately.
Okay, fine, I'll do it. What is it?
Every morning, I'm just asking you to do this 365 times.
Okay.
Every morning, take a morning walk of gratitude. Kendall, some people call it a thank you walk.
I'll take a morning poop of gratitude.
No, and you walk around and you say, thank you, Creator, for that tree. Thank you, Creator, for that ditch. Thank you, Creator, for that rat the size of a bread box.
Start tomorrow. I'll take a walk around the ship.
It creates a feeling of gratitude.
No, that's a good tip, Cliff.
Yes, it is.
I'm agreeing with you. I think it's the most important thing that I'm going to try to do this year is to be positive.
Right.
I know I say it every year. Let's try it again this year. See, last year was a shitty year, but we'll see how this one goes.
We'll see how it goes.
But, that was shitty, all right. But yes, so I will try to take a thank you walk every morning. And a good tip for us, Cliff. I know that you have seen these writer's tips that we both got.
I have.
But to make your first meal the biggest and your last meal the smallest. I usually flip those.
Just going to say, why don't you just, for heaven's sake, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a college kid with a maxed out credit card. But I do that already, Kendall. I do it already because I figure, well, hell, cards already maxed out. Max it out some more. Amen. I'm trying to get to the other tips, but they're sort of.
Well, I'll have another one for you.
Oh, well, yeah. Give me another one, Kendall. I don't know what's happening with my tips. Oh, wait, shit. Here they are. Wait, no, where are they? Come on, tips. Come on. Where the hell are you?
Where the hell are you?
Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this?
Talk to yourself instead of listen to yourself.
Oh, no.
Instead of listening to all your complaints and your fears and your doubts, talk to yourself and feed your mind with words of truth and encouragement.
Amen. And also, read more books than you did in 2010.
Oh, well, I'll double it.
Double it. One whole, two halves equal a whole. Kendall, and then finally, the key, of course, to this next tip is to download this show. It's just smile and laugh more.
Smile and laugh more. That's amen. Amen to that one.
What the hell are you doing if you're not smiling and laughing more?
Well, why don't you start out with
Let's start off smiling.
What do you think about that? That's pretty stupid. It's time for Kendall's stupid question. I love some stupid questions, Cliff. I know you do too. I can hear how much you love them. But if you could change one.
Yeah, keep
one
keep
sound them. Effect. What, yeah. No. If you could change one day in world history, what day would you choose?
I can't go there.
Don't go there. All right, don't go there. All right.
Don't go there.
If you had to quit your job.
Okay.
And change or have a chance for a dream, what would your dream be?
My dream would be go to back to Busheltown High School, sit naked in class, and they're like, all right, today is the big exam. And I'm like, shit, not only did I forget to wear underwear, I didn't even study for this exam.
I didn't know you were going to take that literally. What three words would you choose to describe yourself?
Oh, God.
You can say stink, stank, stunk. No. And finally, I've got one more for you.
Okay.
These have been great.
These have been great.
Would you choose to only need 2 hours of sleep a night if it meant that you would die 7 years earlier? Would you take that change?
I guess. I think you'd still wind up with more life.
Yeah, I do too. I think so. I think you'd have a lot more years than 7 years if you only slept 2 years and two years a night.
I'm sure. Mathematicians, email us.
Google it. Send us a message. And that's all the time we have for stupid questions.
Tweet us at Cliff and Kendall with the answer to that riddle.
And Cliff, I gotta take a break.
All right.
We'll be right back after this.
I'm not gonna stop you.
Cliff and Kendall will be right back when they're full.
Boy, am I hungry.
What do you want?
Maybe I'll get an apple.
An apple? Let's buy some candy.
Hold on, fellas.
Nice line.
Listen to your friend Terrell. He's got the right idea.
Yeah, you never catch an NBA player eating a candy bar for a game.
A candy bar might give you a quick boost of energy, but after 20 minutes, you'll feel run down. So let's eat smart.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Good things come to those who wait. While you're waiting, get ready for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Oh, stupid. What do you think about that? That's pretty stupid.
Welcome back.
God, Kendall, I wish you had not packed those.
Cliff, we can't go anywhere without those. Cliff, it's a new year. It's a new you.
It's a new year.
Now, I know...
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Did we even mention that it's New Year's?
Yes, remember we were doing tips about a New Year.
Were we really?
We were. Cliff, are we actually going to lose weight this year?
Oh.
That's a stupid question.
No.
Oh, no.
Big no on that one.
Cliff, we gotta turn our lives around. As we get older, as we approach a million shows, something has to be done.
If we want this show to end around half an hour, I can't even begin to talk.
We're on an ocean liner. We got all the time in the world.
I always have a pen. People, you know, they say, oh, do you have I need to write down, I need to sign a check to someone that's not you. And can I borrow a pen? I've always going because there's one in some fat fold somewhere.
My goal is to one day not have this belly fat that where I tuck my napkin when I eat. When I'm outside, the wind's blowing, I just tuck it right there. And I think if anybody's looking at me, they think, look at that fat guy. He's tucking his napkin under his fat roll so it doesn't fly away. I want to have to lose my napkin. I want to be that thin.
You know, right around Christmas before we left for Canada in Bushelltown, every time I was just sitting in the park, some little kid came get up on my lap. Here's what I want for Christmas. I want a fire truck and an Avengers lunchbox.
Just think when your hair turns white. You really won't be able to stop that.
I look like Santa Claus already. I already do. I know I do. Teens would come up like, hey, we're taking a selfie with Kris Kringle.
So your eyes, they twinkle. Your cheeks, oh, so rosy.
Whatever.
Whatever.
But, you know, I can't even go there. I can't. I barely fit into the clothes from the Bushelltown Pants Depot.
We barely fit into this booth.
Oh, boy.
I'm so sorry to interrupt here. Now, look, Mr. Snotbottom, dear, I know that you told me there was no time to do an etiquette tip, dear.
There's simply no time, girl. Well, we've got tips for New Year's. We've got facts about the Atlantic Ocean. We've got all these time-tested Cliff and Kendall favorite segments, dear.
We've got so much to get through.
It's a packed show. Oh, and the sad music has begun.
My fat hit the button.
Well, dear, I know we don't have time, dear, so I just wanted to quickly say a little word about some etiquette, dear, that I really think needs to be addressed, dear. It's been very quick, dear. It won't take but a second.
Oh, dear. You know, I've told you we were up all night last night talking about how packed this show was. There's just simply not time for an etiquette tip, girl. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off.
Well, dear, if you'll just let me speak for a second, I can get through it very quickly, dear.
Oh, dear, I'm afraid.
Mr. Snotbottom, what's joking, funky, dear?
Far too full. We just simply got too many things going on today, girl. My bowels seem to have become alarmed.
Dear, take that outside, dear. Take it outside, dear.
The show is because we're running so long.
Oh, dear, now that he's gone, dear, I just want to say very quickly, dear, etiquette for a good toast, dear. If you're going to have a toast for New Year's, dear.
You got to turn the heat down or it will blacken and you'll be scraping that toast.
You're not that kind of toast.
Oh.
You want to make sure that your toast has a hook, dear, a bit of a background.
Oh, no. My number one fear in life is fish hooks.
Oh, my God.
I'm so nervous about them getting caught in my skin. Aren't
dear,
you?
Not that kind of toast. Not those kind of hooks, oh. Dear. You want to make sure you have one or two funny anecdotes, dear. I want to make sure you two didn't fall by the problems that you do in this show, dear.
Uh-oh. Kendall, have
I'm
you ever...
I'm just kidding, dear.
Has Kendall ever had a funny anecdote?
Sorry, were we talking about... Sorry, were we talking about...
Dear, practice it. Practice it to make it perfect, dear.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to practice.
Stay cool with your toast, dear. Don't get too antsy or crazy, dear. And finish
Keep
on
it
a,
cool.
Finish on a high note, dear. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that before they go into the new year making a toast that was going to be terrible, dear.
Well, thank you for that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, I was
how
talking
dare
about
you
bowels,
give this
dear.
Etiquette tip. It's just, oh, no.
Here, come along, dear.
The show's going to be running long
oh,
today,
come along, dear.
Dear. Oh, no. Oh, my. I'm so sorry to the listeners, Bowers. What can I say? But I apologize to everyone in the listening audience, Bowers, for this show just going on and on and on. Oh, my. You must know.
Sorry, it was going on and on and on.
Oh, my God.
He's in a weird mood on this ocean liner. Cliff.
Yeah.
I think it's time for some media. What do you think?
I say, shut up. Do you have a minute?
I got just a minute.
Shut up. It's the most important.
It's time for Cliff's media minute.
Just kidding. Sorry. The rocking back and forth is getting to us all.
I'm motion
sick. In the cargo hold.
Yes.
It's a bit much for us. Mm-hmm. We're usually on solid ground doing the show.
I know.
Kendall, upcoming movie releases, Patriots Day. Have you heard about this one?
I have heard about it. I don't know if I want to watch it.
It's a movie about the old Boston Marathon bombing, but I'm telling our listeners, you can just skip over that one.
Yeah, why do we want to watch a movie about it? We had to live it once. It's too soon for a movie.
Skip it because Jake Gyllenhaal already made one about the same thing, and he's going to win his Oscar finally for that one because, get this, his legs get blown off in the movie. So. It's going to have another brilliant performance from him.
Wait, which movie is that?
This is a one that Jake Gyllenhaal made about the...
And what's the name of it?
I think it's called Stronger. I'm not sure.
It's not out yet, though.
No, it's not out yet. That's why you can skip over the stupid Marky Mark one. Come on. If you're in America where this is coming
out. Skip it.
But anyway, skip that one. I just wanted to say, like, the Oscars, you know, they're just always snubbing Jake Gyllenhaal, and how can they do it?
Not this year.
And the morons at the People's Magazine for the sexiest man alive, I think blind people threw darts and pictures of celebrities on the wall.
Well, they're
stupid. They're so stupid, Kendall! How can they? I don't know. I can't
even go there. But what I was thinking, you know, how in that movie, Jake Gyllenhaal, he's playing a real guy whose legs were blown off. And I'm like, well, what if you're walking down the street and there's a bomb that goes off and really Jake Gyllenhaal's leg was blown off? Do you keep it? Do you give it back? What do you do?
Do you keep it? If you're Cliff, you don't keep it.
No, you give it back.
No, I mean, you don't give it back. You have it in your refrigerator. That's what I meant.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the conundrum. You want him whole, but you could have a part of him for yourself.
And anyway, that's the conundrum we all deal with.
That's the conundrum, Kendall, that I'm leaving you with here on this edition of Media Minute.
Oh, look, you have to actually kept it under a minute.
Oh, believe it or not, folks.
It's a first.
Oh, boy, excuse me, boy.
Oh, dear.
I think I need some of those seasickness tablets.
I've got
all of this rocking back and forth.
I brought a huge jar of them. Here you go.
I'm feeling a little bit
I'll take
queasy.
One of those, too, dear.
Oh, dear.
I think the smoke is getting to us, too, dear. All the smoke down here. My doilies are covered with soot.
Oh, it's just everything's soot. I tried to stand up one of those really big rolling suitcases in front of the furnace over there to sort of block some of the smoke.
That's a good idea.
I don't know what's happening.
Where is Charles, by the way?
Oh, you didn't see him?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What's he gotten into?
He spread open somebody's luggage and is taking a nap.
Oh, perfect. Whenever I don't see Charles for a little bit, I get nervous. Something terrible's about to happen.
Oh, Kendall, now, come on.
Dear, he's not that bad, dear.
Oh, boy.
He did help us out at Christmas time,
dear. Oh, yes. He's a wonderful contractor, and that's why I've got him contracted for so long, boy.
Oh, God, why am I living in the Twilight Zone?
His contract is...
Now, that's a good show, dear.
Oh, what show, dear?
The Twilight Zone, dear.
Oh, dear, I'm feeling woozy,
dear. Oh, watch out! There goes Mother Shoe.
Oh, dear. Oh, my bowels have become woozy as
well. Yeah, I think all this sea air is affecting Mr. Slumbottom's bowels in unfortunate ways.
I don't know why y'all even came in here.
I don't either. I mean, I love you both.
But yeah, please come in anytime.
But just to have some bowel.
Oh, you silly bowels. Oh, my. I came in here looking for some tablets.
Oh, right. Right. And you took them. My mind is going.
Exactly right, Buzz. If you, unlike anyone else in the world, had been listening to the last few minutes of the show.
I think Charles mixed up these tablets with some ecstasy. I think that's what happened.
Oh, dear. I do find myself wanting to caress the small of your back, dear.
Oh, dear, not in the cargo hold, dear. It's unnatural, dear. It's not perfect.
Oh, but it's so becoming.
Come
on,
dear.
You really know how to shake it, dear. Oh, shake it for me, dear.
Dear, stop doing it.
The seasickness has really gotten to all of us.
It is. I'm sick to my stomach.
I'm sick, you're sick.
But what are the kids saying? Ark. Have you ever heard of calling Dingo? Well, Cliff, it's used as... It's used as a slang term to describe something with a conflict of interest, much like it would be a conflict of interest to hire a dingo to babysit your infant while you leave the house. I told Mr. Snodbottom not to do that. That's calling dingo.
All right. There you go.
There you go.
Calling dingo on that one.
What do you got that the kids are saying? With?
Kendall, have you ever heard of a New Year's ass cracker?
I don't know.
That's when, like today, is New Year's Eve. Have we mentioned it?
A couple times. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's the seasickness.
I hate it when we're in this booth and that's so right in my face.
Seasickness is coming on me now. Kendall, on New Year's Eve, like today, when it is 1 second away from the new year, that's when somebody lets out an ass cracker, which is a fart that is in sync with the fireworks outside.
I always try to time them, but I always hit it on the silent part.
Whoa.
Liv, do you know what a manther is?
Oh, a man, half panther.
No, it's a male cougar.
Oh.
Minimum 10 years older than the cougar. Not care. That's what a manther
right.
is.
All right. Oh. All right. Oh. Okay. Oh. Kendall, a midnight bird bath. Who hasn't been here in a midnight bird bath? Kendall, that's when somebody goes into a dark bathroom, generally at home in the middle of the night, and sits in the toilet because the seat was left up.
Oh, I hate it.
And it's like you put your big fat ass in a bird bath.
Luckily, if you're as fat as us, you just hit it and never go
just
in.
Just hit it and never go in. Hit it and quit it.
Oh, Cliff, do you know what it...
yeah, what?
Have you ever drop lifted?
Drop lift, I don't know.
It's the opposite of shoplifting. Oh. It involves leaving a product or item in a shop rather than taking one. Why are the kids doing this weird shit these days?
Kids, you know, this segment, we're just here to report these things. We don't condone it or anything like that.
We used to just shoplift. Now they drop lift.
Oh, those were the days. Kendall, champagne ass.
Is that what Renee Zellweger does?
That's definitely what she does. You talk about your champagne enemas, everybody. When you got a champagne ass, this is refers to the bowel movement that starts off with a small, solid piece of shit, which is like the cork, and then is followed with an explosion of liquid or foam. And this happens not for you anymore because he's given up the sauce, everybody. Mm-hmm. But it happens to many after a serious night of drinking.
I was going to say, after you eat a huge meal.
Yeah. Think of it next time. Oh, I've got... It'll make you feel classy. I've got a case of champagne ass. I got one more for you.
Oh, go ahead.
An emergency one. Kendall, it's called a rest dent.
A rest dent?
Yeah. That's the marks left in a piece of duty when the person pooping it, he alternates between pushing and relaxing.
I bet like a CSI person could really read a lot into that.
I'm sure you could. I bet a person's like butthole creases are like a snowflake.
It's like the shaft of a gun that leaves little marks.
Why is there not a CSI CBS procedural?
Well, give it another year. It'll be this. CSI Poo Victims Unit.
Doo-doo unit.
And that's all for what the kids are saying.
Oh, Kendall, I hope somebody at CBS is writing this down.
Nobody's listening. It has been quite the show. Out here at sea.
What a show it's been. But we have been at sea, and I think I'm starting to equalize with the, I don't know, we must be going through a rough patch of ocean.
Yeah, it was a rough patch. We were going through the Bermuda Triangle,
I don't know. Where is the, did we go through it?
It's off the coast of Florida.
Maybe we went
through
it.
Yeah, I think we are going, it's the Atlantic Ocean. That's what's happening. We're going through the Bermuda Triangle.
I don't know. The dot, I was trying to find the dot on my phone, and I just couldn't. It's just in the middle of water. You know where you do the drop and dot thing? Yeah,
the drop and dot. That sounds like what the kids are saying.
It was just in the, just water is all it showed me.
That's sad, Cliff.
Just water.
You know, I am so glad that 2016 is over.
Oh, sure. Who's not?
The world has taken too many people from us. Too many celebrities have died. It's awful. I'm ready for 2017 and a new lease on life.
A new one. Let's get a new one, everybody.
Just listen to this year of the show. It's going to get way better. I shouldn't make promises I can't keep.
Don't write the checks that your ass can't cash, Kendall.
Cliff, do you have some quotes for us?
I've got one for this wonderful show that no one will regret listening to.
No one.
No, nobody. When people are done with this show, they're going to think, I'm glad I sunk 30 minutes into that. Thank God.
I sure am glad we did.
Kendall, he who breaks a resolution is a weakling. He who makes one is a damn fool. And that was said by F.M. Knowles, and he knows what he's talking about.
He does. Looks like I'm both.
You're
I'm a damn fool. Oh, shit. I'm a damn cow.
Oh.
And Cliff, cheers to a new year.
Cheers. And another chance to get it right.
To get it right.
Oprah.
Good old Oprah. You get a car. You get a car.
Those
were the days.
10 years come and gone so fast, I thought I must be dreaming. Sunny days have burned around across another season.
Oh, Bosh. Oh, have you seen the tablets for the seasickness? I think we're going to need some more, Bosh.
No, dear, I'll take three more, dear.
Oh, these weren't the these weren't seasickness tablets. These were Mentos y'all were eating.
Coast to coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.